So did you finally get the sweets, or was there a time to get a section of fruit or the little cheese?
I just had one little piece of steak and a bit.
Okay.
All rise and come to order. This is a code enforcement hearing in and for the city of Greenville Springs, Florida. Please be respectful of these proceedings and kindly remain quiet until your case is heard. We do not allow audible cell phones or papers, so please place them in silent or vibrant mode. Judge Walker Burt will go over the procedures for these hearings following the pledge of our flag. Please join me in the pledge.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, everyone that's going to come up here and speak or testify, if you would, remain standing and raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right. You may be seated. Again, my name is Garfield Hurt, and in just a few minutes we'll start calling the cases. The way this works is the city will put on their case first, and you are welcome to come up here and bring any evidence that you want, photos or witnesses or your own testimony, other documents, and tell the court what you believe your defense is. Now, after the testimony, I will make a decision at that time. I may have a few questions for you also. All the rules, special rules of civil procedure are not followed exactly here, but we will have decorum, due process. One of the main problems we have sometimes is people want to talk over me or talk over each other. So it goes one at a time. Everybody will get their chance, and we'll make a decision. All right? Who's first on the calendar?
The first case on the agenda is case number 16-061. The property address is 428 South Vermont Avenue. Property owner is Paul Woodward. Certified notices were sent on April 27th and August 11th. Written receipt was successful. Hearing notices were posted at the property and at the City Hall on August 15th. My initial inspection was April 12th. Last inspection was August 15th. Total number of inspections, 3. Number of violations, 2. Violations complied, 1. And this is the initial hearing for this case. This property was cited for two different codes. First one is section 26-61, which talks about overgrown and trash around the property. The second one is section 108.1.3, which talks about structure unfit for human occupancy. On this property, the complaint we had received that some few guys were living in the property without any utilities. And there was a lot of trash around the property and weeds around the property. If you go to next slide, please. You can see from the picture there are trucks parked outside. When I went initially over there, we talked to the guys who were living there. I went there with one of the police officers. And the guys who were living there, they actually provided us the contact number for Mr. Woodward, which he's present in the audience today. And I called him up to let him know what was going on, the complaint we had received. And he said he had allowed those people to live in there. And I told him that this is against the code and we are receiving complaints on it. So he told me, at that time he told me that he'll talk to the guys. And in the meantime, we sent him the actual code enforcement letter, which he received. And if you go to next slide, please. These are the pictures from the day when I went to post the hearing notices at the property. The guys were still living in the property at that day. Before the hearing today, this afternoon, I received a call from Mr. Woodward that he had removed the guys from the property and they're gone and you have no trespass signs on the property. My recommendation for this case were fine $100 administrative fine and allow till September 8, 2016 to comply, and if not complied by September 8, 2016, then start daily fine of $25 per day.
Okay. Mr. Woodman, would you like to say something? First, if you would, come up here so we can get you recorded and state your name for the record.
Paul Woodward.
And you're the property owner in
the bank? The bank and myself. The bank is in foreclosure with me. And what the bank actually told me to do is to list the property with a licensed real estate agent and get a contract to him and go from there. The gentleman's going to be here in 2 weeks from California that owns the house next door. He's supposed to buy the house, okay? Him and his buddy or whatever is supposed to be putting a contract on the house. The truck is gone. The yard is mowed. The one gentleman moved out about a month ago. He moved into the trailer park around the corner, works for Mr. Clark, actually, got a job. The other guy's been moving his stuff for 3-4 days now. I've been trying to help him move, give him gas money and everything else. I know this house has been a nuisance. I don't even want the house. I've begged the bank to take the house back in their channels. They sold the bank itself, they sold 4 times. So every time they sell a bank and the property, it starts the whole process again. It's almost a joke. I mean, our tax money at work, you know. It really is, but the yard's mowed, and I'll keep the yard mowed this summer until whatever, but in 2 weeks the gentleman's going to be there, Gary Whitaker, yeah. He'll be coming in about 2 weeks. Other than that, the two barrels are still there. I'm surprised why my scrap guy hasn't actually went and got them. But other than that, I don't know what to do with that thing. I don't want it. I really sort of upset with the house. I want it off my shoulders as a burden, truthfully, for years.
Ms. Goswami.
Yes, sir.
When was the last time you were out there?
On August 15th, when I went to post the hearing notice.
Was it mowed at that time?
Yeah, the yard was mowed, so that's why I had one violation was complied. But the
truck's gone. One gentleman moved out probably 3 weeks ago, and the other guy's like 4 days ago. I pulled a trailer up there myself and loaded it.
If what Mr. Woodward says is true, what else needs to be done?
That's what it needs to be done. If the guys are out, I have, after I...
They left me with a lot of trash, and that's why I guess you try to help somebody. They lived there for a year, okay? And when they lost their house over there, they're old Army guys, and you sort of feel for them, but the point was that they actually brought junk there. Now, it's going to cost me $1,000. I know there's a lot of junk here, okay?
Okay.
But it'll cost me money, and I'm trying, but they're out, and that's probably the most important thing. That's all, you know.
Okay. I want you to stay in touch with the city and make sure everything is done by September the 8th, and there won't be any problem. Now, if you don't get everything done by September 8th, sounds like you got just about everything done.
A lot. Well, there's a lot more to actually just takes time and money, but I understand.
Okay, well, let's try to get it done.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
I understand that.
Sounds like you're making good progress. So
well, the most important is got him out of there, yeah.
All right.
You go to next slide, please, Kimberly, the recommendations.
No. Go back.
Go back one. Third.
All right, and that's what the court's going to do. I'm going to impose a fine of $100. That's an administrative fine, and you'll have till September 8th to abate the violations. If not complied with, it's going to be a fine of $25 per day after September 8th, so we want to get that done by September 8th. It's been long enough. We're trying to work
right
with
you. I got you.
Right.
Can I pay that $100 like on the 1st?
I don't see why not.
Okay.
Until September 1st?
That's when I get my check. Well, I got like $90 on me. I come here. I'm short just a little, you know, whatever. But
30 days to pay it?
Okay, no, that's
fine. I'm paying
right
fine. Here?
Yes, sir. And once after the hearing today, we will send you the copy of the order and the payment request.
Okay.
I don't know if it's your address, whatever we have on the file, but I can give you a copy if you come.
So I pay it right here?
Like, yes, sir.
Floor
where you pay the utilities,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Thank you.
It cost me more than $100 to just try to get those guys. Oh, my gosh. Try to do.
Well, good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
Uh-huh.
Thank
right.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Our next case on the agenda is 16-064. Property address is 616 Houston Street. Property owner is Anderson Thomas L. Certified notices were sent on April 27th and August 11th. Return receipt was successful. Hearing notices were posted at the property and at the City Hall on August 15th. My initial inspection was April 25th. My last inspection was August 15th. Total number of inspection, 3. Number of violations, 2. Violations complied, 0. And this is the initial hearing for this case. This property was in violation of two different city codes. Section 308.1, which talks about trash and garbage around the property, and Section 108.1, which talks about unsafe structure. For this property, I do not have good pictures because I couldn't take too many pictures because I couldn't go on the property. But if you look at the, can you go to next slide, please? If you look at the picture, there was a lot of trash on the porch. And the initial complaint was from the meter readers that they were not able to read the meter, the electric, the utility meter, because the front porch was broken. The property owner was given information for SHIP program from the Clay County to get financial help if he needed. And he had come and asked me for more time, which I had given him till now. And if you go to next slide, please. I took these pictures when I went to post the hearing notices. He has done some work, but it's not complete yet. So my recommendation for this property is fine the property owner an administrative fine of $100. Allow till September 8, 2016 to comply. If not complied by that day, then fine $25 per day until the violations are abated.
State your name, please.
Thomas L. Anderson.
And what do you have to say about this?
Well, could you go back to the...
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, right there. Okay. There was trash on the porch, I think, on the corner of the porch. And that chair there is a sitting chair. I'm not going to throw that away. But I have cleared that porch off. And if you go up the steps there, there was two poles that was deteriorated. I have replaced them and the floor. On the side where the chimney at, it's nothing but some old firewood that I got covered up to keep rain from getting on to it. But the black curtain around the bottom of the house, I replaced that with a lattice. You know, we got the little 3x3 holes in it. And I told her today that if I'd have known that, I could have called her and let her come around and check, because the meter reader was up there a few days ago, and I showed him, and he said he didn't see nothing else that could have been wrong with the porch. But I'm still doing some work on it, but I'm a disabled VA veteran, sir, and if anybody in here know what the cola biopsy is. I had to go to VA to take that, and they told me to lay low for 3 or 4 days without straining myself. Anybody know what that is? Well, I can talk to the gentleman about his cell phone. So.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you feel like there's still more work that you need to do?
Well, in that general area there, no.
Okay, if Ms. Goswami comes over, is she going to find that you are in compliance?
Can she come over?
No. If she were to come over, are you in compliance?
What she showed me right there, I did that.
Right.
All the way up to, let's see, 1, 2.
Okay.
Right where you walk in on the porch itself, there's two poles
here's
there.
Here's what I'm getting at. If you're in compliance, then you just need to call the city and have them come out there and look at it and check you off. All
right. Sure.
All right. Well, let's do that. Then there shouldn't be any... There shouldn't be any problem with me going along with the recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am going to impose a fine of $100, and that's because the city's had to go through some cost, probably more than that, just to get to this point and to light a fire under you, so to speak, and for me to be here and everybody else. So I'm going to impose that fine, And I'm going to give you until September the 8th to call the city and have them come out there and come back and tell the court that, yes, he's done everything.
Okay.
All right? And if you don't have it done by September the 8th, then there's going to be a fine that starts going of $25 per day.
Okay, Your Honor, I have a wraparound porch.
Yeah.
And I do what I can when I'm not in pain, and I can't stand too much heat either. And I plus I suffer with high blood pressure.
What are you telling me?
No, I just say I can do so much, and you know, and then money-wise.
Are you telling me that you're not in compliance at this time?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
No.
No,
go ahead. Let me shut up.
How much time do you need?
I don't know. I can do most, I would say about 3/3 of it. Say about 5 more days past the 8th of September.
Okay.
Then I get hold of someone to come and look. Because I don't have the money to buy the stuff to fix. I don't want to get paid once a month.
All right, I'm going to modify the order that I gave you. I'll give you to September 20th.
Yes, sir.
Okay, to get everything done. I'll mark the date. Put September 20th. All right.
But
okay.
The curtain, whatever she was talking about around the house, a black curtain. Like I said, I replaced that with lattice. You can't put that there, or can you?
Mr. Thomas, what I'm going to do, when you call me that you're ready for me to come and inspect, I'm going to have the building inspector and the meter reader come with me. So everybody's on the same page. We'll do that.
Okay.
So give me a call and we'll schedule a time.
Right there on the side where the chimney, I got a blue tarp over some firewood. I can't have that there?
I don't know what's underneath the tarp. So when we come, we'll talk about all that.
All right. Just some old firewood because it helped. My mother had a wood heater in her house, and sometime I use it.
All right. Well, I look forward to you getting into compliance.
Okay.
Call the city as soon as you can so you can get started on what you need to complete if it's not done yet, okay?
That's it. 20th of September, all right?
Yes.
I hope it ain't raining. Okay, thanks.
I hope not.
Mr. Thomas, did you put your phone number on there?
Sure.
Okay. We'll schedule a time. Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. Who's next?
All right. Next case on the agenda is case number 16-097. Property address is 402 Roberts Street South. Property owner is John Swain.
Is he here?
No.
He's
out of state.
Okay.
He's an absentee homeowner. Certified notices were sent on June 29th and August 11th, which was successful. Hearing notices were posted at the property and at the City Hall on August 15th. My initial inspection was June 28th. Last inspection was August 15th. Total number of inspection, 3. Number of violations, 2. Violations complied, 0. This is the initial hearing for the case. This property is also in violation of 2 different city codes. The first one is section 26-61, overgrown and trash around the property, and section 302.7, which talks about accessory structure. In this particular property, the fence is all falling apart. That's the violation for that code. If you look at the pictures, it's overgrown. There is trash around the property. The fence is broken. After I sent the initial violation letter, I was contacted by the property owner, and at that time, the property owner had told me that there is a bank involved, but he never provided me any more information where I could contact the bank, and he hasn't done any work till this day. If you go to next slide, please. Next. These were the pictures I took when I posted the hearing notices. At the property. My recommendation for this case is find the property owner an administrative fine of $100 and allow till September 8, 2016 to comply. If not complied, then fine $25 per day after September 8, 2016.
Is there anybody here on this case? If not, after proper service, testimony, and other evidence, the court will find that the property owner did not show up and the property owner is in violation, and the property owner shall have until September 8, 2016 to bring the property into compliance, or there will be a $25 per day fine, and the property owner is fined an administrative fee of $100.
Is the property occupied now?
No, it's vacant.
Next case.
The next case on the agenda is 16-105. The property address is 206 South Oak Ridge Avenue. Property owner is Douglas Walker. Certified notices were sent on July 12th and August 11th, which was return receipt was unsuccessful. Posted notices at the property and at the City Hall on August 15th. My initial inspection was July 7th and last inspection was August 17th. Total number of inspection, 3. Number of violation, 1. Complied, 0. Hearing, this is the initial hearing for the case. This property was cited for section 302.4, which talks about weeds, weeds and overgrown property. Look at the picture. There are a couple of areas on this property with, where it's really overgrown. We sent the initial letter in the beginning of July, and I posted the hearing notices at the property on August 15. After posting the notices at the property owner contacted me, and he said he was out of the town, so he didn't receive the letters, but he's going to work towards compliance and comply before the hearing, which he called me on 17th saying that the work was done, and I went back out there and these are the pictures I took that day, but I told him that it's not complete. He still need to comply completely, and I haven't heard anything back from him after that. My recommendation for this case is find the property owner $100 administrative fine, allow till September 8, 2016 to comply. If not complied, fine $25 per day after September 8, 2016.
Is anybody here on the Douglas Walker case? There being no appearance and being proper service, and after testimony and other evidence, the court will find that the property is in violation, and there will be a daily fine of $25 per day starting September 8, 2016, if the property is not brought into compliance, and there will be a $100 administrative fee.
Next case on the agenda is 16-106. The property address is 508 Cole Street. Property owner is Charles L. Cantor. Certified notices were sent on July 13th and August 11th, which was unsuccessful. However, we had email address for the property owner from other permit-related things, so we sent him an email with the violation notice, and also we sent him a notice to his alternate address, which is out of the state address. The hearing notices were posted at the property and at the City Hall on August 15th. Initial inspection was July 11th. Last inspection was August 15th. Number of inspection, 3. Number of violations, 2. Violations complied, 0. This is the initial hearing for the case. This property is in violation of two different city codes. Both talks about the permit required. This property owner has put an accessory structure, which is a storage shed, on the property without permit, which I made him aware of via email on July 11th. And told him to come and apply for the permit. He replied that he's out of the state and he cannot apply for the permit at that point. So we sent him the actual code enforcement letter, giving him some more time to apply for the permit. After going back and forth with email and phone calls, finally he has sent permit application, but we don't have all the required documents yet. My recommendation for this case is $500 administrative fine and allow till September 8, 2016 to comply. If not complied, fine $25 per day after September 8, 2016.
All right, is anybody here on this case? There being no appearance by the property owner, and after proper service, evidence, and testimony, the court will find that there is a violation, and the property owner will have until September 8th to abate the violation. That's September 8, 2016. And after that, there will be a fine of $25 per day until it is in compliance, and in addition, there will be a $100 administrative fine.
You have an address, and you said California as well as the address of the property.
Yes. He is aware of the hearing,
yeah,
and...
I know who that is. That's Chuck Alcantar's son.
Mm-hmm.
He died a few years ago, and that's his son. I actually did a little, some minor legal work for him, with a tenant or something. I don't know whether it was that address or not, but
And he's aware of the time which we are giving him and everything, so...
He spoke to me also and said that he was in town and removed the structure before the 8th, so he's aware of it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
The next case on the agenda is 16-118. The property address is 701 Cove Street. Property owner is Karen Kenny. Certified notices were sent on July 25th and August 11th, which was successful. Hearing notices were posted at the property and at the City Hall on August 15th. My initial inspection was July 21st and last inspection was August 15th. Total number of inspection, 3. Number of violations are 3. Violations complied, 0. And this is the initial hearing for this case. This property is in violation of 3 different city codes. The first one is Section 302.4, which talks about weeds and overgrown property. Section 308.1, which talks about garbage and trash around the property. Section 302.8, which talks about junk vehicle on the private property. Go to next slide, please. If you look at the picture, there is a car which has a tag, but the tag is expired tag. And I haven't seen that car moved from there, and there's a lot of trash around the property, and it is overgrown. Received a complaint on this, and this is the reason we had cited for the property owner. While posting the hearing notices at the property, I had conversation with Ms. Kenny, and she wanted to change the date, which I told her that once it's scheduled, we cannot change the date for the hearing. And I also had told her that at that point, it's up to the judge to decide on the case. And I also have some pictures from that day. You can see there was no difference from previous pictures and this pictures. My recommendation for this property is fine the property owner $100 administrative fine. For the junk car violation, allow the property owner till September 8, 2016 to comply. If not complied, allow the city staff to enter upon the property to post towing notices according to Section 2638, removal of junk vehicle on private property. Also allow, at the end of 15 days, allow city staff to remove the vehicle from the private property. Removal of the vehicle does not cost city anything. Allow till September 8, 2016 to abate the trash and weeds violation. If not complied, fine $25 per day after September 8, 2016 until the violations are complied.
You want to state your name, please?
Karen Kenny.
You're the property owner?
Yes.
All right. Were you sworn in earlier than everyone else was?
No.
All right, if you'd raise your right hand, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
All right. Okay, what would you like to say?
Well, the car is not a junk car. It is a 1996 Cadillac with dual exhaust. I don't understand all of this, but I'm not into cars. But it's out and needs to be up because the property floods. The city made the property flood. I've got cabinets that are going to have to be installed to take the place of the cabinets that were ruined in the garage. I don't drive, That was my parents' car, but it is going to go to my great nephew as a birthday present. So it is there.
Can you do that by September 8th?
Hopefully.
All right. Does it have an expired tag on it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well then you need to get it off your property if it's got an expired tag. Go get a tag for it.
Except that my great nephew lives in Georgia, and if you...
How old is your great nephew?
He'll be 18.
Seems like he ought to figure out how to beat feet down here and get that. If he wants a car, and he doesn't have one. He ought to be excited to come get that thing.
It's one of those that until he turns 18, there's insurance and stuff and things, so hopefully, but it's just one of those. Because if you get a tag here, you don't get your money back if it gets tagged in Georgia.
Right. Okay, how about the rest of the problems?
Okay, the stuff out front, the water came in. I pulled the stuff out. It's sitting up on to dry it out, except for the fact that I took a bad fall. But you know, and I'm sorry, you should talk to me when I'm on antibiotics. I do not make sense at all when I'm on antibiotics.
Well, let me ask you this. How long is it going to take you to come into compliance with everything?
I can probably do it by September 8th. There's kind of a thing going on, and I've been having to go out of town over it, and I'd rather not have it on the record.
All right. How about this? How about I let somebody this morning go to September 20th? Can you get it fixed by everything done by September 20th?
Yes, I should be able to.
Just to, there are two different orders, one for the...
Okay. One to enter and one... Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to enter two orders. One of them is going to find that the property is in violation, but you're going to have until the 20th to get it into compliance. In the meantime, I will have to impose a $100 fee, and that's for the cost of the suit.
Yes.
And probably their costs are in excess of that for this. But you'll have to pay that. Can you pay that within 30 days?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's going to be a fine of $25 per day only after September 20th if the property's not in compliance. All right? I'm also going to enter an order that the city can come in and take the car and go put it in storage if it's not off your property by September 20th. Or if you can get a tag for it, you'd rather do that. Either get it to your grandnephew or get it off your property or get a tag for it by September 20th. All right.
Once I can get the cabinets and everything moved, the car can go into the garage until the whole thing. Yeah. But right now, there is no room in the garage to put the car in there.
That would probably be satisfactory, too.
That
covered up. So you got to do something by September 20th.
I've got one question.
Uh-huh.
Part of the problem is the back fence line and everything, where all of these air potatoes and everything else are coming in from the yard and back of me. They're coming over his fence, and it just...
Is that one of the things he's in non-compliance for?
The pictures that I have, these are just from the front porch because I cannot go on her property to take the pictures off the backyard.
The stuff is overgrown and everything. I've had stuff come in. I know it needs to be mowed, but that's also the problem with the lawnmower going down into the hole because it gives... that the city put in the middle of the front yard, and the city's only paid for one repair of the lawnmower once.
Well, I don't think that's something to put before your court right now.
What I'm worried about is it does not matter what I try to do back and forth. I could spend 20 hours a week over the stuff coming back through there.
You determine whether or not you're in violation for your backyard?
Well, no, I'm just asking what to do about what's coming in from over at their stuff.
Okay.
I mean...
Well, I guess if you had the city come out there and poke around in your backyard and see if you're in violation.
Well, no, you can see it right there on the fence line where they're talking about where it's all grown up. Air potatoes and stuff that it's coming off of their fence. And you can go out there and cut, and you can't do any good about it. It's going to be right back on there. And it's just like, I don't even know what the stuff is that's come through from the other neighbor's yard. But after I complained about it, they got it all out of their yard, but it doesn't do me any good over mine.
You might want to talk to the city and ask them if they want to come look at it and make a complaint on your next door neighbor if that's what you want.
I'm just frustrated with people with invasive plants. The ones to the right of me planted invasive plants that came all in, It's...
That doesn't sound like a very smart thing to do.
No, and they even planted a tree. I told them that came and got into my fence and got mad because I cut it off.
All right, I've heard enough on that. We've got a conclusion here. You know, you've got to the attorney to get everything fixed up. And if you want to talk with the city about the invasive plants, you know, call them up. But with that...
That's actually two of them that are coming from the back are actually on the state and extreme invasive plant thing.
Well, you might want to make a complaint. At any rate, our business is completed here.
Okay.
You may be excused. Next on the agenda.
Next on the agenda is 16-078. This is a continued case from last hearing. The property address is 543 North Palmetto Avenue. Property owner is Latresa Cox. Certified notices were sent several times, and some were successful, some were unsuccessful. Posted notices for this hearing on August 15. This is a continued hearing for this case. If you go to background slide for me, all the way. For this property, there was a junk vehicle violation, which was complied back in July. At the July hearing, the case was continued as the property owner had applied for the permit application to remove the demolish the porch and on August 17, the property owner has provided all the details for the permit application, and August 18, the permit application was approved, and property owner has also paid the fee. If you look at the picture, the porch is still in the same condition before that on August 15. My recommendation for this case is, from previous hearings, the property owner has till September 28, 2016 to pay the admin fine. And at this point, I'm recommending continuous of this case till they do the work which is permitted under the permit application.
And just so Judge Hurt knows, is once you apply for a permit, you have 180 days
to finish the work.
To complete the work. That's
why
we want to continue.
We're working on it now. The fee will be paid Friday when I get paid. I plan on coming down here paying that $100 from the last case. But, we're working on it.
Looks like we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, the picture from the 15th, we can't do any. I'm not
yeah, we
do
couldn't
any
work,
work
on it.
I know. I have to take a picture for the record.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we've cut already some of that. I've already started cutting some of it down once we got our permit. So
good.
Yeah. I had the roof and everything tore off this weekend. So
okay. All right. Well,
and I just want to let you know we're closed on Friday, so you can come Monday or however. Yeah.
I mean, whenever y'all come by and take a picture. I mean, we got 6 months. I'm also doing my fence too, so it'll be multiple projects going on at the same time.
When do you want to continue this case to?
You can do 90 days, right?
Yeah. Okay.
90 days from
okay, so
today.
You don't have to come down here every
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I was like, do I have to come? Because we just got the permit.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I understand it's a continuous
yeah.
case, but...
It was just a little mix-up going on
yeah.
with the paperwork, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to grant the staff recommendation and impose an administrative fine of $100.
Yeah.
And we'll continue it approximately 90 days out. That hearing is about 90 days.
So that's another $100 for today on top of
no.
That? No, just pay the
$100. Just you have it till September 28th
oh,
to
okay,
pay.
Okay,
yep.
Yeah, I'll pay that for, all right,
and if you get it, the work done before the 90 days, then we will come back and
yes, ma'am,
and
we're
going to
call you as soon as we get it tore down
you,
and put up. We'll call you guys
right.
out here so we can be.
And we'll dismiss. We'll dismiss the case at the next hearing.
Okay.
What and?
So when we tear down the porch, I was told that. It was, we needed a further demo inspection before, but then
mm-hmm.
no. So do we need the inspection after the...
After the fact, you need inspection. You need a final inspection.
Yeah. Final inspection.
From building inspector for the porch and the fence, both. Yeah, he still need to verify...
He just wants to see it.
Oh, okay.
And the fence.
The
yeah.
fence is out.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I know the fence had to be inspected
yeah.
once it was completed.
Mm-hmm.
On the same page.
So once he did, once you complete and once we have final inspection done, then we'll schedule it for the dismissal.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Very good, man. You may be excused.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you.
All
right. Last but not the least, I have last one on the agenda. That's for the dismissal as well. The case number 16-040. The property address is 100 Wahlberg Street. If you go to background slide for me. The property owner had complied for the junk vehicle violation on June 22nd, and at the July 20th hearing, the case was, there was an order signed to allow till August 8, 2016 to comply regarding the trash and unorganized material on the porch. The property owner contacted me. He complied. I did my last inspection on August 10th. The property owner had removed all the junk from the porch, and the house is painted. If you go to the next slide for me for the pictures, that's how it looks now.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll be happy to do this.
I know, right? my recommendation for this case is property owner $100 admin fine and dismiss the case due to compliance.
Yes, sir. Dismissed.
And the admin fine?
Yes, there will be a $100 administration fine.
Yes. He is aware. He did send me an email that he'll send the check, which I haven't received it yet. But,
okay.
Yes.
Mr. Bowles, did you want to say something?
No, I forgot to call the code enforcement officer to see if I was supposed to be here today.
We didn't schedule yours because you're still working on it, so we didn't schedule yours today.
I'm having some building inspections. As a matter of fact, one tomorrow for the first concrete pour, so get ready to seal up or fix up the windows, just set the windows. And the loading dock
has been
completely
cleaned.
It is.
Sure.
It is.
I have.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
One more thing. We have minutes for approval from last hearing.
We'll approve.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I mean, he realized we got 543. This is your item.
I know.
Mr. Will, we never got any Greg Will to respond. Now we're getting.